Villagers object to 195 home plan. A packed parish council meeting and an organised protest were among the ways villagers have expressed their objections to a reckless plan for 195 new homes in an Oxfordshire village. People in Cromarsh Gifford, near Wallingford, said that they were concerned about becoming part of an urban sprawl if the latest planning application from Bloor Homes gets the green light. The proposal was lodged with South Oxfordshire's District Council last month for the agricultural fields east of Benson Lane in the village, which adjoin the house builder's previous scheme, McCulloch Meadows, part of Wallingford Reach, which would bring the total combined housing development to 345 homes. A consultation on the new plans has seen more than 60 objections and will close to new comments today, Wednesday, February the 18th. Villagers packed into a meeting of Cromarsh Parish Council earlier this month to outline their concerns, where local man Peter Mason said, "The development is against the wishes of the people because it makes Cromarsh part of the urban sprawl, not the rural environment we bought into. People here choose to live in a rural environment, and this development would be contrary to our chosen way of life. If democracy counts for anything, this application must be rejected." He added that the proposal doesn't address the ability of the village's infrastructure to cope with additional demand, like Cromarsh Gifford C of E School, which reportedly has a capacity of 210 pupils, but 230 pupils on roll, or Wallingford Medical Practice, which has an acute need for expansion and is hoping to move into a proposed new site. Mr. Mason said sewage would also be a colossal problem and already has to be pumped out of the Cromarsh system during heavy rain. He said, "We also face the threat of even more houses on the old South Oxfordshire District Council site on Benson Lane, and it all adds up to the hugely unwelcome urbanisation of the Cromarsh and Wallingford area, which could, we believe, almost double the size of the village." Mr. Mason's fears about pressures on services are echoed in many of the 62 other objections from people who live in the area, made public on the District Council's Planning Portal website. Concerns raised in the objections included encroachment into the countryside and damage to environment, worsening flooding, power cuts and blocked drains, and putting more cars on the roads. As well as the nearly 200 homes, the application also proposes a community hall or creche, access roads and play parks on the site. But commenters were doubtful that the community hall or creche were the type of public space which are most needed in the village. One person said, "We don't even have a village shop in Cromarsh Gifford. Why would we need the proposed nursery when there is already one across the road in Howbury Park?"